You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, has been diagnosed in a living former professional football player, and then the diagnosis was recently confirmed after his death. We'll find out what that can mean for prevention, detection, and treatment of the controversial condition. First, it's time for a weekly review of state news. This week, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from here in Wisconsin, announced he's against the GOP tax reform bill in the Senate. He was the first Republican to speak out about against the bill. Here's Johnson talking about why he opposes that legislation on CNN.
And so I'm just looking for a fair shake for all businesses to maintain the competitive balance and position of all businesses. Let's not upset that apple cart and harm our economy.
Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau, and he joins us each Friday to talk about the week's biggest news. Rob, welcome back.
Why, thank you.
Well, Senator Johnson spoke out here against this GOP tax overhaul bill. It seemed like that caught a lot of people unaware, didn't it?
Right. Well, Johnson is, it's not the first time that he's done this. It's not the first time this year that he's done this. He's not really a guy who is in with the with Republican leadership, with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he positioned himself in the middle of the debate about Obamacare repeal, and said that he wouldn't vote for the Senate's bill when that came out. He did end up voting for it, but he certainly delayed the process and made himself an obstacle there. And now he appears to be sort of assuming a similar position on tax reform.
And he's concerned.
Tax bill.
And he's concerned, as he said, as we heard there, about the effect on not just corporate taxes, but the taxes that affect a lot of other businesses as well. And it's possible this will get negotiated out in the Senate. There's still a long road ahead. Do you see this as a long stand that could delay this in the Senate?
It's odd, to be honest. So Johnson says that the tax bill is too hard on what are called pass-through entities, which is a thing that usually most small businesses use this for technical reasons, and it basically means their business income is taxed like individual income. There are a lot of small businesses that are set up like this, and there are also some very large businesses that are set up like this. And so Johnson's objection, there's something to it. The tax bill, both the House and Senate version of the tax bill, does include these big permanent tax cuts on for corporate taxes, and then the two bills deal with these pass-through businesses either with a much smaller tax cut through deductions, and so it's a much less. It is true what he's diagnosing is correct. There's the bills would widen the gap between the corporate rate and this rate that's paid by these individuals. But what's weird about it is it's a little bit unclear what it is that Johnson is actually asking for. He's talked about the gap being a problem, but it's not clear whether that means that should the corporate tax cuts come down? Should the pass-through tax cuts be increased, which would also increase the deficit? It's a weird situation where, he's a U.S. senator. The Republicans have a fairly narrow majority, and he could hold up this process. He could get together with a couple of other senators and make demands. They would be in a position to make demands, but it doesn't seem like he's inclined to do that. It's just more, he's making himself an obstacle, but it's not clear to what end.
And Republican Representative James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin on a radio show in the state used the phrase strutting like a peacock when talking about Ron Johnson. So some Republicans here in the state not happy with what's coming from Senator Johnson.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he is making himself an obstacle. There's, the public opinion data, the objective measures that we have say that the Republican tax bill is extremely unpopular. And so as with the attempt to repeal Obamacare, another unpopular piece of legislation, I think that there are many in the Republican Party who see time as the enemy. And that's why this bill isn't getting hearings. It certainly isn't going through the famous regular order of the Senate. And so the idea is to pass it quickly. And if Ron Johnson steps off the bus, if you know one of these other Republican senators does, that becomes harder to do. And it's you know it is possible that dragging out the process in that way imperils the passage of the bill itself.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the big stories in Wisconsin news. And coming up this weekend now, the start of gun deer season in Wisconsin. There's some hunting news out there, including this will be the first one without the minimum hunting age for mentored hunters. How big a deal is this? This has been talked about a lot for sure, Rob.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how big a deal is it? We'll see, I suppose. But let's sort of be real about it. Kids could already go hunting and did. You could at 12 get a hunting license and hunt with a gun, but the state already had a mentoring program that allowed kids as young as 10 to go out and hunt with supervision. So now there is no minimum age. And so parents can take their kids at theoretically any age. I don't suppose there'll be. I would hope there wouldn't be a lot of toddlers. But it's probably one of those stories that sort of points to the cultural gap in America between households. In this case, households that hunt and those that don't. It seems to me that probably the people who find it appalling that young kids are going to go out on a hunt are people who on some level maybe don't want to go hunting at all. And for hunting households, it's like it's a generational thing. They see it as, you know, for a long time it would have been a father-son tradition or it would have been seen that way. And today it's more likely to involve mothers and daughters as well. And so from their point of view, like, of course you take the kids out.
And now we've got, on a related note, a hunting season, an open season for groundhogs signed into law this week. What was the pro-con on groundhog hunting?
Yeah, so first of all, like, I want to break the news to listeners that I learned in researching this. I do a lot of preparation for these segments, Rob, and I learned that a woodchuck is the same as a groundhog.
Okay.
And also, according to the Associated Press, they are also called a whistle pig. I feel like the real story is why does this mammal have so many aliases? That is, that's what I want to get to the bottom of. But you're allowed to hunt groundhogs, which seems very challenging to me. Like, I guess wouldn't they be below the ground? But I guess some people trap them, and now at some point in the future, that will be a thing that Wisconsinites can do.
And you can check out Rob's and my new band Whistle Pig at a bar near you this winter. And then finally, Rob, a man in Fond du Lac is selling a historic building. Nothing that unusual there. It's the former Elks Lodge. Here's the weird bit. Not for cash, not for a check, for Bitcoin. Only Bitcoin, this electronic cyber currency. What's the story here, Rob?
Yeah, only Bitcoin. This might be the first time that this has been attempted in Wisconsin. We couldn't find any other instances of this. And our reporter in Fond du Lac, Jillian Ellison, who reported on this for USA Today Network Wisconsin this week. This old building, 1904, historic downtown Fond du Lac building, is up for sale for 40 Bitcoins, or I guess about $260,000. But that's a bit unclear because this Bitcoin is called a cryptocurrency, and it is extremely volatile, and the price sort of goes up and down a bit, so it could be more or less than that on a given day.
And Rob, do you have enough Bitcoins in your collection to afford something like this?
Yeah, I mean, as I understand it, you have to have these, you know, the people who do mining for Bitcoins have these massive computer rigs to work these complex algorithms, and then once they discover, you know, or solve these algorithms, they are able to discover a Bitcoin that has this type of encryption that keeps it from being altered or reproduced, and their units. But then at that point, I think they're just tulip bulbs, right? I think it's just like a fad that you can invest in this or that. So I'm not going to be buying this building is the short answer.
And I'm going to do the algorithms by hand. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He joins us almost every Friday to talk about the week's biggest news.